last time I talked with Kim Anderson, he said that we reached the bottom of the wheat market. And Kim, that was back when wheat was above $3. There's parts of the state that it's actually creeping below.
Yeah, we're below $3 right now in most of the state. My price floor on the Kansas City futures contracts was $4.30. We've down around 410. The July contract got below $4, so I missed that just a little bit. Now, we did talk about the basis getting up to over a dollar, and it is there, so we're right on that. Cash prices, you'll remember my floor on cash prices were $3. Mm-hmm. The floor on the futures was 430. I'm at one floor now, and I missed the other one. Our problem is it's a supply problem. We don't have a demand problem, we got a supply problem. 7 out of the last 9 years, we've had record world wheat production. But also 7 of the last 9 years, we've had record world wheat consumption. The only problem is if you, the average per year of production over consumption is 530 million bushels. That's a total of 4.8 billion bushels excess production over the last 9 years. We don't have a demand problem. We've got a supply problem right now.
And in years past, you talked about how there's a correlation between the price of wheat and the price of corn.
Yeah, corn and wheat are married sometimes and they're divorced sometime, and right now they're married. We got excess wheat, and actually wheat right now I think is keeping corn prices down. We've seen corn prices fall off a dollar over the last month. A lot of this is the wheat going into the feed market in replace of corn, and it's relatively good weather for corn production, which again is another supply problem.
Now, will we see any improvement in the wheat price?
Well, what it's going to take is reduction in supply. I've just written an article that says that we've got to keep these low prices at least to the November-December time period, because what we've got to do, what the market's got to do, is reduce the number of planted acres. So we've got to have less planted acres. The big major factor on the supply problem is weather. Weather determines production. We've had great weather around the world, and we've had excess production around the world. Of course, corn is important. If we lost the corn crop, we'd get a small increase in prices. And everybody talks about the dollar value, and it does have a small impact, but it's pretty insignificant.
Should Oklahoma producers plant wheat next year?
Yes, you're either a wheat producer or not. I probably would not plant wheat on marginal acres, but my good acres, I'd plant wheat. But I'd make sure that I had protein and I had a good milling quality product, or I wouldn't raise it.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.